This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the September 27, 2013 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. My name is Natalie Pinsham, and I will be reading synopses of two articles on the lumbar spine published today. The posterior pedicle screw construct, 5-year results for thoracolumbar and lumbar curves, a clinical article by James T. Bennett and colleagues. Clinical and radiographic outcomes of pedicle screw constructs are largely based on short-term follow-up. To the author's knowledge, there is currently no study that focuses on 5-year follow-up. Thus, the authors evaluated radiographic findings, progression, and clinical outcomes of patients with thoracolumbar and lumbar adolescent idiopathic scoliosis treated with pedicle screw constructs with a minimum 5-year follow-up period. They queried a prospectively collected multi-center database. They identified 26 patients with Lenkey 3C 5 and 6 curves treated with posterior pedicle screws. Results demonstrated a statistically significant improvement in thoracic and lumbar cob angles from preoperative radiographs to 5-year follow-up radiographs. Additionally, at 5 years, 22 total scores showed significant improvement, and no patients exhibited proximal junctional kyphosis, residual deformity, pseudarthrosis, malpositioned instrumentation, hardware failure, or infection that required reoperation. Most importantly, no significant radiographic changes in thoracic and lumbar cob magnitudes, thoracic kyphosis, lumbar lordosis, and coronal balance were found from 2 to 5 years after surgery. Inclinometer readings also showed no significant differences from 2 to 5 years after surgery. This information is clinically relevant and reassuring, especially when counseling patients about the likelihood that their curve correction will remain stable from 2 to 5 years after surgery. Intramuscular pressure of the multifidus muscle and low back pain after posterior lumbar interbody fusion. A comparison of mini-open and conventional approaches. A clinical article by Yoshihiro Mukai and colleagues. This randomized study was designed to elucidate the time course of the perioperative intramuscular pressure of multifidus muscles after posterior lumbar interbody fusion, and to investigate whether the route of pedicle screw insertion affects post-surgical intramuscular pressure and low back pain. 40 patients with degenerative spondylolisthesis at L4 to 5 were randomly selected to undergo posterior lumbar interbody fusion by either the mini-open or the conventional approach. For the mini-open procedure, pedicle screws were inserted between the multifidus and longissimus muscles. Intramuscular pressure was measured with an intraoperatively installed sensor. Low back pain was assessed according to the FACES pain rating scale scores and the total dosage of postoperative analgesics. With patients in the supine position, the mean pressure values consistently exceeded the critical capillary pressure of the muscle in both groups. With patients in the lateral decubitus position, the pressure decreased over time. The pressure was lower for those in the mini-open group, but the difference between the groups was not statistically significant. Postoperative pain and postoperative analgesic use were less for patients in the mini-open group. Although the study did not demonstrate a significant difference in intramuscular pressure between the two procedures, patients who underwent the mini-open procedure experienced less post-surgical pain than patients who underwent the conventional procedure. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNSpodcast@thejns.org.